hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and food wrap.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Great music. Familiar local voices. News. And information. It's all here. You found real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hunger crisis in Gaza leading to 8 more deaths due to malnutrition, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Hamas also released a video this week appearing to show an emaciated Israeli hostage, Evyatar David. His brother, Eli David, addressing the UN Security Council today, pleading for action.
My brother and the other hostages have endured an unimaginable nightmare. This is not just a figure of speech. Their lives are truly hanging by a thread.
Israel's prime minister also facing increased pressure, now considering a military solution to get the remaining hostages out. Texas Democrats failed to appear for a special session again today, protesting GOP redistricting maps. The governor is calling for Democrats to be arrested. And the Coast Guard out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion 2 years ago, finding that it was preventable and Oceansgate's CEO survived. They would have recommended charges. This is ABC News. The TSA is making the second big change this summer to its airport policies. Last month, passengers no longer needed to take off shoes at security checkpoints. Now a move to speed up lines for families.
The TSA's new Families on the Fly campaign is geared towards groups traveling with kids 12 and under and creates dedicated security lanes for families, discounts on TSA PreCheck, and a dedicated PreCheck security line for military families. The program, which saw a limited launch in July, is now expanding to include major vacation destinations like Orlando, Orange County, California, and Honolulu.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In Montana, the manhunt continues for the suspected gunman in the fatal shootings at a bar in the small town of Anaconda last week. Investigators urging the public to remain alert and boosting resources to find him. And authorities have also raised the reward to $10,000 for information leading to the suspect's arrest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, low 60 to the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and storms around. A high around 80. Storm chances continue Wednesday night, diminishing storms around. A high around 80. Storm chances continue Wednesday night, diminishing as we look on into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Prison time for a Wisconsin man convicted of a chemical weapons charge. A federal judge sentenced James Morgan to 29 months in prison last week for possessing chemical weapons precursors. Morgan entered a guilty plea in April on a count for possessing chemicals that combine to create chlorine and chlorine gas. Harley Davidson has a new leader, the Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker, announcing that Artie Starrs will be its next president and chief executive officer. Starrs previously served as CEO of Top Golf Callaway Brands. He'll succeed Jochen Zeitz, who is retiring. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in regional economic activity.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from close to 1,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
You're invited to the Pierce County Fair this Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the Light Up the Sky drone show Thursday night at 9. A salute to Elvis with Brad Boyce is Friday at 7. And the Big Demolition Derby is Saturday night at 5. Of course, there's all the commercial exhibits and fair animals. And Senior Day is Sunday. Enjoy rides and fair food with Mr. Ed's Carnival all 4 days. Food, fun, animals, and more during the Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday in Ellsworth. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Elsevia's board of directors announced last week that Jim Dell resigned from his role as president and chief executive officer of Elsevia. Rodney Balvich, previously chief operating officer, has been appointed interim CEO effective immediately. Balvich lives in Mondovi and serves as COO since 2020 and has more than 25 years in the cooperative system. Throughout his tenure, Rodney has led operational improvements and strengthened memberships and employee relationships. Eau Claire police are warning residents of a telephone scam. According to police, people are receiving contacts from someone posing as a member of law enforcement and telling the call recipient that someone they know will be taken to jail if a payment is not made, usually by cryptocurrency or gift card. Now, the would-be victim is told that they are not to speak to anyone about the call because that would be a violation of a gag order. Police say these calls are nothing more than scams, and if someone receives such a contact and they have concerns about its legitimacy, they should, in fact, call police. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is advising the public of the presence of harmful algae at Lake Altoona Beach. For now, health authorities are saying to avoid water activities in the area. They are specifically saying not to swim, touch, or swallow the water that is anywhere near that algae. Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany says he'll decide on a bid for governor within the next 30 to 60 days. He has been hinting at a campaign recently, but recently said he'll make his decision before September ends. Tiffany says it'll depend on whether or not he wants to stay in Congress. Now, three people have already launched formal campaigns, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231. 2000.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back to factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Tonight is National Night Out. It's a chance for the public to meet area law enforcement, EMS, fire personnel, and learn about other services offered by our communities and meet with our neighbors. In Durand, National Night Out will begin at 5 p.m. at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. A free dinner will be served. There'll also be a demonstration with Canine Jack at the baseball field. National Night Out will also be held from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Alma School with the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department. In Wabasha, National Night Out will be from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Criminal Justice Center in Wabasha. An inmate at the Eau Claire County Jail has been found dead in his cell. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, the 39-year-old man was unresponsive when he was discovered in his cell yesterday morning. An outside sheriff's department will be conducting an investigation into his death, along with the Eau Claire County Medical Examiner. The La Crosse Fire Department has shared details about a busy day experienced by first responders last week. On Thursday afternoon, crews were dispatched to Riverside Park with reports that someone had leapt into the Mississippi River. Rescuers quickly got into the water to locate that person. 18 minutes after that call came in, another report came in that someone was in distress in the water near the 7th Street boat landing. That person was also rescued. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to be on the lookout for spongy moth. The worm-like bug is known to cause defoliation of trees. Anyone seeing signs of decline in their trees should email a report to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Spongy moth outbreaks usually last 2 to 3 years. They also happen every 10 to 12 years. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
A Green Bay Packers great was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend. Five-time Pro Bowler Sterling Sharp was inducted into the Hall on Saturday in Canton, Ohio. Sharp earned first-team All-Pro honors 3 times in his 7 seasons as a wide receiver for the Green and Gold. He led the NFL 3 times in receptions and 2 times in receiving touchdowns. A neck injury forced Sharp to retire at the age of 29. His brother, All-Pro tight end Shannon Sharp, was inducted into the Hall in 2021. The two are the first brothers to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart.
I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Frustrating season for Byron. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
After winning the Daytona 500, William Byron and his Hendrick Motorsports team have been frustrated by less than stellar results in the NASCAR Cup Series. They've run well, but something seemed to always go wrong. The number 24 team broke a long winless streak at Iowa Speedway and hopes the disappointment is now behind them.
There was definitely a little bit of frustration in just the results and the way it's going. But I feel like we just kept focused on the process. It sounds really cliche, but all of our process goals and the way we were doing things, it was working. Even though we weren't getting the result in the end of the race, we were still running super well the whole time. Needed a couple things to kind of go our way and just have it all line up.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Still can't cool the crew. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's game two tonight between the Brewers and Braves from Truist Park. Heading into play tonight, Milwaukee has baseball's best overall record, baseball's best road record, baseball's best record against winning teams, and baseball's best run differential. Coming up tonight, your pitching matchup, it'll be Freddie Peralta against Joey Wentz. Gets underway from Atlanta at 6:15. In Green Bay, the Packers' first preseason game is just days away. Coach Matt LaFleur, when asked about the starters possibly playing on Saturday against the Jets, said that, quote, everyone should be ready to play, end quote, but didn't give many specifics. One injury note, cornerback Nate Hobbs said to have a minor procedure done on his knee. He's expected to miss the preseason, but could be ready for week one against the Lions. College football, the Badgers were off today. Their final practice in Platteville is Saturday night. It'll be open to the public. Proceeds going to the UW-Platteville Athletic Department. And back to baseball tonight in the Midwest League. The Timber Rattlers are at Peoria. Beloit is at Quad Cities. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
One of the nation's leading conservation organizations announced last week that its CEO and president, who's been on the job since the beginning of 2024, is leaving the hunting and angling focus group. More details about this national story when we return, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Missoula, Montana-based backcountry hunters and anglers last week announced that its president and CEO, Patrick Berry, has left the job to pursue new opportunities and focus on personal priorities. The change was effective on July 25th. A representative from the organization said a search to fill the post is already underway, and BHA already has a pool of applicants that it is reviewing. Patrick Berry officially took the role on January 1st, 2024, following an extensive CEO search after longtime leader Lan Tawney left the previous July. Earlier this year, Tawney helped launch the new American Hunters and Anglers Action Network. Hailing from Middlebury, Vermont, Berry had previously served as president and CEO of Fly Fishers International, and he had previously also served as commissioner of the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. BHA has experienced significant growth in recent years in terms of national visibility and policy impact. You can learn more about this public lands advocacy group at backcountryhunters.org. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, low 60 to the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and storms around, a high around 80. Storm chances continue Wednesday night, diminishing as we look on into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
So talk of big crop numbers, but really, is it going to be record yields? Time will tell, but markets are talking about it today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics, and I think that's where we have to start first, because social media is all abuzz about what we could see, especially since corn numbers, the best they've seen for August in 9 years.
Yeah, and I think that plays a role in today's trade, almost certainly, Susan, because the crop conditions coming out on Monday afternoon. And while the beans went down 1 point and good to excellent, that corn maintained 73%. Almost identically at that same time period, Monday afternoon, we also saw a major private analyst come out and take corn yields nationally up to a record 188.1. And realize that's 7.1 bushels higher than USDA's number. The trade, I think, had been setting with the idea that 185 was where we were going to probably shake out as far as USDA. That's just what I'm hearing from colleagues in the industry up until Monday afternoon. That 188 number made a big splash, I think, because that's going to be, keeping everything consistent with USDA's July WASDE report, that's going to be about a 620 million bushel increase on production. That's going to take you from a 1.66 billion bushel carryover, theoretically, to almost a 2.3 billion bushel carryover. I think that was the big splash in the pond, and that's why the corn was very willing to follow the wheat lower. But the big question remains, why is the wheat still going lower? Why is the wheat not finding a low? I was hoping we would find a low, thinking we would find a low about 3 weeks ago as we got into the harvest and saw both hard red wheat and also some of the other crops being harvested, some soft red wheat, seeing maybe no better than expected yields and not off the charts high, having already built in such a big expectation in the month of June. But we continue to see wheat go lower and corn follow it willingly. I have to think that this is mainly due to the Black Sea region and the trade still not knowing what the production number is for either wheat or corn when it comes to both Russia and Ukraine.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's kind of the sleeping giant. As you saw some numbers be released that some are saying, wait a second, where did this come from?
Yeah, to give you an example of what we're looking at in the WASDE report, and this is where I've talked to clients and subscribers as late as Monday afternoon, Monday night's blog, and I said, okay, we've got a big U.S. crop, but what about the world numbers? You know, world corn ending stocks, tightest since 2013, world corn stocks to use, tightest since the drought year of 2012. How much can we really add to the world ending stocks given the strong demand that we continue to see? And that's where an attaché report was released last night, where they took with the Ukrainians and the ag ministry leading the charge that they increased acreage, and this is planted acreage, by 10% versus the prior month. They also took the yield up dramatically to close to a record 7.71 tons per hectare. And what that means to all of us out there, Susan, is they went from the official corn production number in Ukraine as of July, 30.5 million tons, up to 34.7 million tons. And then that increased the corn export expectations that's going to be ready pretty much right away as soon as we get done with our crop here, from 24 million tons to 28.5 million tons. So the point is, in terms of Russia wheat and Ukraine corn, we have people out there, including the USDA ag attaché, saying a big crop gets bigger. But it's so funny, not in a funny, laughable way, but a funny, odd way. On page 5 of this attaché report, the attaché writes, at the time of this writing, a deficit of subsurface soil moisture was developing on almost all of Ukraine, and that could have an adverse effect on corn yields. The Post could therefore downgrade its corn yield forecast should the situation continue. It's not getting much better in Ukraine from my vantage point. So this is one of those price action time periods where we really got to pay attention to not just what the U.S. yield is going to be in August, but what it's going to be in September, and then what the Ukrainian production is going to be in both August and September as well.
The other bright spot has continued to be this cattle complex, but even the hogs today trading higher, even though some data didn't get submitted to give us an idea of some demand numbers coming from packers. What are you seeing in this momentum that continues to build?
Yeah, it is a momentum. I think it's a protein-wide momentum. We made new record highs in fat cattle to begin with this morning. That was followed up with new record highs in the feeders. We've since made a couple, if not three, new record highs since this morning in both. And I think this is where it, essentially a rising tide lifts all boats, with the hog complex feeling the supportive feature of the proteins, especially given that the price in the pork side of the equation is actually down a little bit versus last year at this same time period. And so I think cattle are almost assuredly pulling the hogs up with them at this stage because of that cattle hog spread and the premium that these cattle are giving us. It's interesting to note that the fat cattle made the highs first. I think that's probably because of the cash market not backing down below 243 Monday night. Midday, we're coming in closer to 240, 241, But that still leaves, even after this rally of $4 in the August contract on Tuesday, the August futures trading at about $2.35. So they're still $5 to $8 cheaper than the negotiated cash price. And I think that's really what's at play here as the August futures goes off at the end of this month. And those August fat cattle really should represent the cash market this late in the contract.
And that million-dollar question is, when will we see a top? Because they've been talking about demand waning at the meat counter all summer long, and it really hasn't happened as bad as what people were predicting.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, Tyson made a comment about that as well. They are slowing down their chain speeds because of supplies, but they are not seeing a big hit to their beef demand at this point. A couple of other anecdotal notes were out there as well, suggesting the same thing. I think that I'm in the same mindset I have been for quite some time, is you kind of need something to keep feeding the bull in this market. Our latest one was screwworm. And with that screwworm issue and now the Brazilian imports, you can feed the bull for a while. I wouldn't be surprised to see the August contract be maybe the top end of this market because of the fact that then what comes on board is the October contract for fat cattle and then the November contract for the feeders, and between a little bit bigger supplies coming in the last quarter of this year per USDA's numbers and also the way we traded in 2014, 2015, that fourth quarter tends to be more challenging. So we'll see if that adds up that way or not.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Zuzulo joining us this afternoon to give us the market wrap-up for a Tuesday. And as always, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Tuesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Atticus. With crop protection chemistries to protect the crops you grow, Atticus is your ally in agriculture. When Congress returns from their August recess, members of both the House and the Senate will get to take another look at the Prime Act, a bill that would expand market access for locally processed meat. I'll have the details after this.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
When lawmakers in Washington, D.C. reconvene in September, one of the items they'll revisit is legislation aimed at changing the rules governing how locally produced meat reaches consumers. Officially known as the Processing Revival and Interstate Meat Exemption Act, or the PRIME Act, the bill would enable individual states to permit the sale of meat processed by custom slaughterhouses directly to consumers, restaurants, and grocery stores within those state lines. The act, supporters say, would remove burdensome federal restrictions and open more economic opportunities for small farmers and ranchers. The Prime Act was introduced in the House by Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican from Kentucky, and Representative Shelley Pingree, a Democrat from Maine. In the Senate, the bipartisan effort is led by Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky and Independent Angus King of Maine.
Proponents of the bill argue that current regulations, which require meat sold commercially to be processed at USDA-inspected facilities, are a bottleneck for small-scale producers and they limit consumer access to locally raised products. Supporters highlight that the Prime Act could significantly boost rural economies by allowing smaller farmers and ranchers greater flexibility and profitability. They argue that direct local sales would cut transportation costs, reduce supply chain vulnerabilities, and provide consumers with greater transparency about where their food comes from. It's also viewed as a big step toward increasing resilience in our food systems, particularly in the wake of supply chain disruptions and plant closures in the beef industry over the past several years. Opponents of the Prime Act, however, remain concerned about food safety. Critics argue that allowing meat processed without federal inspection to enter local markets could increase risks to consumers. They maintain that USDA inspection standards are vital for public safety and confidence in the meat supply. Despite those concerns, however, supporters are optimistic. Previous introductions of the Prime Act in prior legislative sessions have seen growing bipartisan support, particularly as consumer interest in locally sourced food continues to climb. Advocates of the bill say it aligns with trends towards sustainability, local purchasing, and supporting small businesses. All are increasingly important factors in consumer buying decisions. I'll have more when we come back.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Well, looking forward, the Prime Act faces several potential paths to passage when Congress returns. While it is possible lawmakers might schedule a standalone vote this fall, there is a growing speculation the bill could instead be included in a broader legislative package. Either way, processors nationwide will be watching Capitol Hill this September. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Atticus, your ally in agriculture. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, low 60 to the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and storms around, a high around 80. Storm chances continue Wednesday night, diminishing as we look on into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. Kicks them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again, I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you. Turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling alright.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been burning bright for so long I can remember. Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work.
even when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me, sweet Annie. Sweet Annie, I know I promised you life, but with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, turn around, put that bottle down, and I pray it's not too late. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. What will be, will be. Sweet Annie, turn out the lights. These hands that long to hold you fall all over you, all over again. My heart still beats fast for you, all over and over again. Can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me, sweet.
On your front porch, Rhone, I love you.
Cats and Cowboys and Good-Hearted Women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. Cause I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot a tequila beer on tap. Sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Oh, yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
once I'd like to make it. Then there'll be tears of joy that fill the loving eyes. When she cries at night, and she doesn't think that I can hear, 'cause she tries to hide all the fear she feels inside. So I pray this time I can be the man that she deserves, 'cause I die a little each time.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mama, I'm calling, I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I'm still writing songs, just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. Ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. Saturday, and I wore the hat on his dash to the game.